This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new Texas law took effect this year. SB 4 makes it against the law for local law enforcement not to cooperate with federal immigration agents, meaning it's illegal to be a sanctuary city in Texas. Yet many big city sheriffs say they still won't hand over undocumented people to the feds. But what about outside the big cities? Marketplace's Andy Euler spent time with one Texas family living under this new law.
Ed and Britt live with their three sons, ages 5, 11, and 12, in a small town in the Texas Hill Country called Manor. Ed works in construction. We aren't using the family's last name because Ed's living in the U.S. illegally, has been for 15 years, and he's afraid of deportation.
I am more concerned about my safety than I've ever been.
He doesn't have a driver's license, so even his commute to job sites is illegal. On the job, he sees workers like him keeping as low a profile as possible, including at lunch.
Some of the meat markets that I have lunch during my lunch breaks, I have seen the people just dwindle, you know. More people, I guess, bringing their food. It's not going out of their vehicles, not going out of their work site during their lunch break.
Ed says his fear fluctuates depending on where he's working. In Austin, Travis County, he knows Sheriff Sally Hernandez has pledged not to detain people like him. But his boss takes jobs all around Central Texas. Ed gets nervous working just 10 miles up the road.
When I drive north, it's not the same feeling. Williamson County Sheriff has pledged allegiance to Trump and supporting SB4. And so learn to just suck it up, you know?
Ed's wife, Britt, a native Texan, worries when he's on the road. Ed was deported years before she met him and snuck back into the U.S. Because of that original offense, their marriage alone doesn't qualify him for citizenship.
I'm a bird in a cage if my husband's a bird in the cage. We all have this fear of, you know, not coming home to one another.
Living out in the country, Britt says she fears immigration agents knocking at the door. She says the family worries less when they're in Austin, where there are support groups, nonprofits, immigration lawyers. Out in Manor, protection for undocumented people falls to churches. Alex Montes Vela is the priest at St. Mary Magdalene Episcopal. He's been reaching out to undocumented and split-status families since the new Texas law passed.
We're offering classes to give them some tools and knowledge in how to deal with ICE. People were not comfortable enough to get out of the house and come to the church to receive this information because they were scared.
He says he's given many families the access code to open his church doors at any hour. Should they need to flee authorities, they can take sanctuary there. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.